Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Football on off the ball.
The solution to Manchester United in many ways is, the Scott McTominay one is a great example of it, where, you know, you need a bit of a British-Irish solution to going away to Brentford.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Shamrock Rovers are still on course for a double after reaching the FAI Cup final. Evan Ferguson looks to be an injury doubt for Ireland's World Cup qualifiers, and Rangers finally sack Russell Martin. But first today, Shamrock Rovers book their place in the FAI Cup final with a 6-1 win at Hampton Kerry. Graham Burke, who many felt was lucky to avoid a red card, scored twice, as did Michael Noonan. Rovers will play Cork City in the final at the Aviva Stadium on Sunday the 9th of November, and with Rovers on the brink of the league title, manager Stephen Bradley told Off the Ball's Ben Symes that a league and cup double is something they've worked towards since the start of the season.
Well, look, it's very easy. We sat down on the first day of pre-season and this was our aim, to give ourselves a chance to do a domestic double and get in the league phase of Europe. The highest points total that's ever won the league in terms of margin was Bowles and 19 points, and we want to beat that, and we give ourselves the opportunity to do that. We're 12 clear with 5 to play, and that's a realistic target for us, so that's what we want to do in the league. And then obviously you've got the final to look after when that comes round, but there's a lot to be played in between that. We've got, like I said, big league games and European games.
Kerry can look back on their historic campaign in the FAI Cup, reaching their first semi-final in the club's short existence. However, their manager Colin Healy told Ben he was disappointed Burke wasn't sent off.
Have you had a chance to look back at the Graham Burke decision? And what are your opinions on it?
It's a red card.
Anything else to say on it?
Well, absolutely. You know it's a red card as well. Don't you?
Have you spoken to the referee?
You won't answer, would you?
We spoke to Stephen Bradley there, and Stephen Bradley said it's definitely a yellow card. He didn't think it was anything.
All jokes aside, no, right? Don't mind what Stephen Bradley says, right? Okay? Listen, I have great respect for Stephen Bradley, absolutely. He's going to defend his players, 100%. But it's like, I know Joe's tackled, yeah, I'd say it's a yellow card, he's gone in. But you can't retaliate to the players like that and what he did. You can't, that's a red card. That's violent conduct. We all know that, and it's a big decision. I'm not going to say it's going to massively change the game. Would have helped us? Absolutely. Of course it would have. Can't be doing that. It's a big decision, and he never made it tonight.
Do you think the game might have gone differently if a red card was shown?
Well, it could have. We don't know. Obviously, with the quality that Rovers have, is that they've got so many options, and they're such a good football team. But decisions like that, you got to make a call, and we all know, even people in the RT, everybody knows that's a red card.
Just finally, and on a positive note, obviously, as I said, it's been huge since you've come into the club. It's a huge turnaround, and the club is only moving in a positive direction. What are your goals now for the next season going ahead?
Just to be better. That's what we want to be. We want to be better in the league, and we want to get as far up the league as possible we can. You know, we look at bringing new players in. But it's just to take the club forward. And it's going in the right direction. I'm looking forward to it.
Rovers had to put the champagne back on ice at Tallaght Stadium when news filtered through that Michael Duffy scored in injury time to give Derry City a 1-0 win at home to Sligo Rovers. The result means Shamrock Rovers need a point against last year's champions Shelburne in Tallaght on Friday night to win the title. The win for Derry was massive in terms of a boost for their European hopes. They're 4 points clear of Bohemians in third place and 7 ahead of Drogheda in fourth. It was Derry's first win at the Ryan McBride Brandywell since the 4th of July. Manager Tiernan Lynch told LOI TV he was happy his side kept going so they could put an end to that statistic.
Yeah, listen, that's always something that hangs over your head, because you always want to make your home games your fortress. And I think we've had a lot of good performances here. Teams obviously come and set up very differently and they make it difficult for you, which I thought Sligo done again tonight. But they left everything they had out there, and thankfully we done enough to get that last minute winner.
Sligo Rovers are still 3 points ahead of Galway United in the relegation playoff spot. However, John Caulfield's side have played a game less. So Sligo boss John Russell told LOI TV it was a cruel way to lose the game.
Obviously the really cruel way to finish the game. You know, we're seconds away from getting a good point. It was a tough battle. We knew that coming in. I think it's scored before the game. It's always a difficult venue. And you look at the whole game, can't fault the effort of the players. Like, put in a big shift tonight. You should thought first half, we started the game really well. A couple of chances, you know, Jad flashing over the crossbar and Ryan got in at the back post. And we were always a threat on the transitions when we broke at pace. And look, we knew second half Derry were going to come out, especially going down that end and with the breeze behind them. We had to defend, but you know, Sam pulled off one or two good saves. And look, you just have to see the game out. You know, it's 93 and a half minutes and you just have to defend one more cross, and we defended all night, but we got punished for a lapse of concentration in the back post.
That result in the Brandywell heaped pressure on Drogheda's chances of European football for next season, and their case wasn't helped by a 2-0 loss away to Waterford. Tom Lonergan and a late goal from Jesse Dempsey made it a winning start for interim boss Matt Lawler. Waterford are 3 points ahead of Galway, who occupy that relegation promotion playoff spot. Lawler told LOI TV it was good to put the winless streak to an end.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it, I'm not going to lie. I'm just so delighted to get the 3 points, get the monkey off the back, stop the six games defeats.
Drogheda boss Kevin Doherty said the fine margins decided the game.
Yeah, of course, as I would look, whatever they're fighting for their lives, and obviously, as I said before the game, with a bit of bounce they would have got, but I think it was a fairly close game. I think fine margins, and we had chances to go ahead, certainly did. Similar to last week, didn't take them. But we defended poorly for goals. And Waterford probably showed a bit more fight than us, which was very annoying. Very, very disappointing in the second half. I think first half there was a bit of both ends. We have to be more clinical when we get our chances. And having said that, I think like our forward, I think Josh Thomas in particular, was absolutely brilliant. Like, why we didn't continue to use him would bother me. I mean, even for the second goal, we've a chance to put them in, cross it into the box, and they break, and then that should be saved. And the first goal, we don't stop the cross, and Tommy Lennigan and Amanda were doing it all game. To be fair, I wouldn't say dominating, but they were giving our centre halves, who have been excellent all season, giving them a tough time at times. But that happens. They're not going to obviously be man the match every week, and they have been a lot of the time. So, disappointed in the performance in the second half, I think it was fairly obvious, but we had our chances and gave away two soft goals. Really, it's a long time since I've felt like that.
The Ireland squad will meet up in Dublin today ahead of their World Cup qualifiers against Portugal and Armenia. Evan Ferguson has emerged as a doubt for the matches after Roma boss Giampiero Gasperini revealed the striker didn't feature in yesterday's win over Fiorentina due to an ankle injury. Troy Parrott returned for his club Alkmaar and came off the bench for the last 20 minutes of that match. On yesterday's Sunday kickback, former Ireland boss Brian Kerr joined Stephen Doyle and he addressed the rumours that Heimir Hallgrímsson was sounded out about a possible contract extension before the last international window, which saw Ireland lose to Armenia after a draw with Hungary.
They would need a miracle to qualify for the World Cup.
I'm not surprised that there's talks about a future contract. We don't know how far they went on that side. I'm sure the FAI, given that he'd only had a few matches, competitive matches as the manager, I don't think they would have been jumping to do a long-term deal. There might have been exploratory talks in relation to extending the contract, but I'm not surprised if they have they've stopped now, because everybody is looking at it. I mean, he only has a contract until the end of this qualification in which will be all over in November, one way or the other. It might not be all over if we make the playoffs, but given that, you can understand that there'd be a reluctance on both parties' side. He seems a very decent individual, and he just said, I don't want to be somewhere where I'm not really wanted. So, you know, I mean, the result with Armenia, whatever about the result with Hungary, the result with Armenia was very disappointing. It was a match we needed to get something from, not a defeat where we were outplayed and outclassed at times. So, you know, it's a difficult time. We've got he's got to pull out a performance against Portugal to give us a bit of hope for the second game with Armenia next Tuesday week. Are we capable of that? We haven't shown that we are based on recent performances. So I think it's going to be a tough night for everybody in Lisbon. But I hope that it's going to be better than that.
Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Ange Postecoglou will face showdown talks with Nottingham Forest owner Evangelos Marinakis this week. His winless run as manager extended to 7 games after yesterday's 2-0 loss away to Newcastle, a result that as far as just one place above the relegation zone in the Premier League. Bruno Guimaraes and a Nick Valdemata penalty proving to be the difference between the two sides. But Postecoglou was adamant he will turn a difficult start in the job around.
I did have an option. I could have been sitting on the couch watching the game today and not be in the middle of it. You know, I'd rather be here. Much rather be. I love a fight. So it's a fight, so it's a struggle. So what? That's okay. Yeah, I love the challenge of, you know, taking this club to where it needs to be. And I'm very confident we'll get there.
Erling Haaland's first half goal was enough for Manchester City to win 1-0 away to Brentford and move them within 3 points of leaders Arsenal heading into the international break. It was Pep Guardiola's 250th win in the Premier League and he enjoyed reaching that landmark.
It's an honour for me to be alongside Sir Alex Ferguson and Arsene Wenger, so I will invite them to a good dinner. Maybe not in Manchester, maybe we go another place with more sun. No, we do it in Manchester.
Brentford boss Keith Andrews was pleased with his side's attempts to get back into the game in the second half.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. Really proud of what they produced in the second half. Levels of intensity, appetite to get that equalising goal, personality. We made it very, very uncomfortable in the second half. I think it was a game of very few chances. When you restrict them to very few chances defensively, you've done well. I'm not sure how many centre forwards in world football scored that goal, and that was the difference today ultimately.
Elsewhere in the Premier League yesterday, Crystal Palace's 19 game unbeaten run finally came to an end. Everton came from a goal down to win 2-1 at home to Palace. Jack Grealish scored a late goal in the match. Aston Villa's season looks to be turning around. 2 goals from Daniel Malin gave Unai Emery's side a 2-1 win over Burnley at Villa Park. It finished 1-1 between Wolves and Brighton. Russell Martin's time in charge of Rangers has come to an end after just 123 days. He was sacked after yesterday's 1-1 draw away to Falkirk, which made it just 1 win from their opening 7 games in the Scottish Premiership. Fans showed their frustration after the match by blocking in the team bus. Speaking to Sky Sports before the announcement, a defiant Martin insisted he was still trying to build something.
I hear everyone saying it all the time, you just have to win. You also have to have a way to win and a way to learn and grow and develop. You can't just win sustainably, in my opinion. You can't just win.
Former Rangers striker Chris Boyd says it's been a disastrous run.
Could maybe cut him some slack if you could see improvement in performances, but that wasn't the case. Ultimately, results dictate what's going to happen at a football club, and they've not been good enough. And I think, you know, the Rangers hierarchy were only left with one option, that was to remove Russell Martin of his duties.
Celtic had Dyson Maeda to thank for scoring a last-minute winner in their 3-2 home win against Motherwell. The champions are 2 points behind leaders Hearts. Manager Brendan Rodgers said there are positive signs for his Celtic side.
Even though we're not quite at our best as of yet, we've lost one game all season and during the week when we weren't so good in the game after the first 20 minutes. So the players have shown a lot of dig and a lot of determination whilst we try to find that.
In Europe yesterday, Napoli joined Roma at the top of the Serie A table. The champions won 2-1 at home to Genoa, who are managed by former Arsenal midfielder Patrick Vieira. Rasmus Højlund scored the winner for Napoli, his 5th goal since his loan move from Manchester United. It finished 0-0 between Juventus and AC Milan in Turin, where Christian Pulisic missed a second-half penalty for third-place Milan. Barcelona missed the chance to go back to the top of La Liga. The champions lost their first league game of the season just 4 days after a 2-1 loss to PSG in the Champions League. Barca were beaten 4-1 by Sevilla. Atletico Madrid are 8 points behind leaders Real Madrid after a 1-1 draw away to Celta Vigo. In Ligue 1, Ethan Mbappe scored a late goal to earn Lille a point at home to champions PSG. Lyon suffered their second defeat of the season, going down 2-1 at home to Toulouse. Strasbourg moved level on points at Marseille and Lyon, thanks to a 5-0 win at home to Angers. Ireland defender Andrew Omabamadeli played the last 15 minutes of that game for Strasbourg, who are only a point behind leaders PSG. Monaco missed the chance to move on to 15 points, but the chasing pack, they were held to a 2-2 draw at home to neighbours Nice. And in the Bundesliga, Stuttgart beat Heidenheim 1-0 yesterday, leaving them in fourth place, 6 points behind leaders Bayern Munich. Bayern have a 4-point lead at the top over Borussia Dortmund after 6 games of the new campaign. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme. Proudly supported by Toyota.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.